Right now, this guy always has an effect on the way I feel. Love speaking to him, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall. And again, I'll pass this over to you. I think I told you about this once before. My cousin, who lives in Pennsylvania, now this was about 2 years ago. She had problems with the knees like you do. And she went through a very interesting procedure. They took fat from her stomach and they injected it into her knees. And it's been 2 years now and she does not have a problem.
Well, I've got a lot of excess fat, so I got to find somebody to be willing to do that. Inject it in my knees, inject it in my brain, maybe even.
But that's something you should consider.
Well, I'll check into that.
Yeah, check into that because really, it's not it's not as invasive as what you're thinking about, and that's probably part of the reason why you're holding off because you know. About physical therapy and this and that. Well, for her, it was, outpatient. And I do recall that she said, for a few weeks thereafter, it was still a little painful, but it got gradually better. So it did work. So that's an option. Right. In the meantime, I don't have any options for the sweater. We'll have some sun today, 75 to 80. Could there be a shower late today or tonight? Yeah, big deal. 55 to 60. A better chance of widespread showers and a thunderstorm Thursday as a warm front works off from the south. I don't think the highs are going to be 70 to 75. I'm probably going to drop that to 65 to 70. Then a cool front will drift through on Friday. There could be a shower or thunderstorm in the morning and or the afternoon, middle day. I think we'll have some hazy sun. It'll be in the low 80s. Your weekend, nothing short of typical June weather. Do not in any way, shape, or form cancel any outdoor plans. It'll be partly cloudy, more humid, 85 to 90 Saturday and Sunday. Nothing more than a random or spotty thunderstorm each day.
All right.
You could take that, right?
I could take that to the bank, definitely.
Yeah.
I could definitely take that. So I'm looking at a story here. Can fat injection ease your aching joints?
Okay.
There's no magic bullet. It's blah, 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 blah. It takes the right individual and characteristics. If there's space for the injection, the ideal candidate would be someone who will stick to a physical therapy program. A body mass index under 35. my body mass is not under 35. We'll see. But you know what? I'm going to investigate into it. Because
right.
The reason there's a couple of reasons why I can't do this right away. One is the radio station. Who's going to sit in here? Who's going to do this? Who's going to put those things together? Two is after it's done, once again, I'm going to have to follow a physical therapy regime. So those things really are very, very tough because at the radio station, there's just four of us. And I'm the only one that really deals with being on the air. I'm going to get off. When I get off the air today, I'm going to peruse the internet and see if I find somebody that does that and talk to them about it. So
that sounds like a good idea. Again, I'm going to vote for Jill to work to sit in for you.
That's not happening.
I don't think so.
That's not happening, Pat. That's not happening at all.
And right now, if she's listening, and I'm sure she is, she probably took off her slipper and threw it right at the radio. And said, Pat, keep your thoughts to yourself. Anyhow, how is Jill, by the way?
Jill is doing very, very fine. And don't worry, Pat, she's gone through a million radios throwing things at it from just what I've said alone.
I can imagine. Yeah, well, send her my best if she doesn't hear me.
No, I have a question for you. The Rogue you got, was it a 2021 or was it a 2022 model?
No, 21.
21, okay.
21, yeah. Yeah, I know the 22s are coming out, but as the salesman said to me, he said, this car is completely overhauled. The only thing that stays the same is the name. They really did some overhaul. They really did. And it's, you know, there's a lot of bang for your buck there. And you got different packages. I think that's probably part of the reason why Nissan, you know, lost so much money in the past year. Because they have so many different models, you know. And, I mean, in the Rogue, I mean, you have the, you know, the Standard. Then you can move up to the Premium. Then you can move up to the Platinum. So, there's a lot of different Rogues, but I like it. I think it's a I think it's got great pickup. It's more comfortable than my last one. I think it's less noisy, so that whatever they did to do that, and it, plus it's got that really really nice sun and moonroof. You know that I forgot what they call it, Marshall, but it go. It's not just over the driver and the passenger. It goes all the way back to the second row.
Okay, did you get the Sport or just the regular Rogue?
Sport.
Oh, you got the Sport.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
And there's not, you know, it's funny, I'm looking at the website now and I don't see really that much of a difference between the Sport and the other one. I mean, the Sport looks just a little smaller. Not much though.
Yeah, I don't know what the differences are. Maybe, you know, the car industry is funny. You know, it could be the size of the wheels. I think there's a different size of the monitor now, you know, the screen. At one version, it's 8. You go up to the Platinum version, I think it's 9, you know, another inch. I mean, there are different things. In the Platinum version, you can see the temperature and your speed by a projector on your windshield right ahead of you instead of looking down into the gauges. But that's not available on the Premium issue. So you see there's all these little kinks. But do I really need to see the temperature and the speed projected onto the windshield? No, I don't. Not for $5,000 more, I know.
That's right.
I just don't. So... No, cars have come a long way. They really have come a long way. And this is pretty nice. You don't have to release your gas cap anymore.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a cap.
No.
And you don't have to release the door. All they have to do is just push it in, and the door opens.
Yeah, Ford went to that a while ago, which is my Edge has that, which is just nice. You just go back there, tap it opens up, and you... fill it up with gas. Yeah.
Right. So that's a cute thing. The passengers have heated seats. This is the back, second row. They have heated seats, so they can control their air conditioning and everything like that. There are pull-up shades on the windows in the back, so that if you have kids and you don't want them getting sunburn and stuff like that, you could pull up these shades. There's a lot of a lot of features that I didn't see in the past one. And you know what? How could you beat a 3-year lease when they take it back at 2 years?
You can't beat that. And also, Toyota is long in your rearview mirror. You used to be a big Toyota fan.
I was such. I mean, I just loved. I loved my car. I had bought 3 or 4 of them, but the way I was treated, the last one, that was it. I walked out of there, and thank God, you know, Nissan was up the road, and I said, I'll stop here. I had no idea that I was going to wind up with a Nissan, but so far, so good. But yeah, I even wrote to the corporate Toyota, never got a response.
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
I just think they think they're the best.
So, well, I had the Highlander, and you know it's a highly rated SUV, always, year after year after year after year. And it is highly rated, but, I mean, how do you go, you tell me, how do you go from paying $380 a month on a lease 3 years later to going over $500 for the same car?
Yeah. Yep.
You know, now...
Well, good news for you, Pat. That's very good. All right, and you know what? The weather forecast isn't that bad. It's not. It's at least it's a seasonal forecast. I mean, you can enjoy going outside after the 5 days we had from hell.
I totally agree. And tomorrow will be the worst day of the entire week and the weekend. So tomorrow is what we get. Tomorrow into tomorrow night is what we get most of our rain. After that, it tapers down. And like I said, the weekend, barbecues, you know, yard sales, go out on the boat, go to the beach, no problem.
And even if we get showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, it's not going to be cold. That's there.
Well, that's the other thing. It'll be somewhere between 65 and 70.
I'll take that any day of the week.
Me too, yeah.
All right, Pat, I'll check with you mañana.
All right, Marcia, you take care.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.